Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Edens, our top local story. A local nursing home is being sued over the death of a man who became sick and died just as the pandemic was bearing down on California.
Late March, 77-year-old Richard Saldana, living at Glenhaven Nursing Home in Glendale, became ill, and the illness got worse. He was eventually hospitalized April 8th and died April 13th. The death listed as coronavirus or COVID-19. His family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the home, alleging that staff members were not taking safety precautions.
I'm hopeful that other facilities would have taken appropriate actions to prevent their residents and staff from getting the coronavirus.
Attorney Scott Glovsky tells KNX that conditions inside the home eventually deteriorated, that one staffer urged a family member to call LA Public Health
to report the situation because they were not being allowed to wear masks.
Lawsuit also alleges elder abuse and that at least one staffer was allowed to work while knowingly sick. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Glenhaven Nursing Home has not responded to our request for a comment. A couple of LA County supervisors working to appoint an inspector general to oversee skilled nursing facilities. They account for more than half of all COVID-19 deaths in LA County. Supervisors Mark Ridley Thomas and Catherine Barger are behind the motion, which also calls for bringing in the auditor controller to make sure closer and immediate monitoring of the facilities. The board will vote on the motion at their next meeting on Tuesday. The Civilian Oversight Commission will issue a second subpoena ordering LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva to turn over information about photos taken by deputies at the site of the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant and eight other people. The commission's looking into allegations the sheriff and his command staff ordered the destruction of the photos. A protest in San Clemente over some shutdown rules appears to have calmed down after some arrests. Anywhere from 50 to 100 people showed up this morning near the pier. Orange County Sheriff spokesperson Kerry Braun tells KNX some people entered a closed area and tried to take down a fence that was shutting down the parking lot.
At this point, we have made 4 arrests of individuals for a variety of crimes, vandalism, trespassing, and crimes like that. The arrests have not been related to any peaceful protest or social distancing.
Sheriff Don Barnes tweeted that some of the people threatened breaking the law so that they could get arrested. Braun says the remaining protesters are now in a public area where they are allowed to gather. More and more counties are opening things up again. Ventura County got the go-ahead from state public health officials, meaning some restaurants will be serving sit-down meals today, and some stores will allow customers inside to shop and browse. It is a big step.
It is a very big step, and the biggest county in the state to go this far. Some stores will have customers shopping inside today. Some restaurants will have customers dining indoors as well. The businesses just have to meet certain requirements, and they have to register. Dr. Robert Levin is Ventura County's public health officer.
The last number I heard just updated was 2,728 businesses have registered. So that's very exciting. The number keeps growing. We want it to continue to grow.
Some customers say they're ready. They'd love to sit down and eat inside a restaurant again.
Well, that would be great. I didn't know they were going to do that today.
Yes, they are. But other people say they'll pass. They're not ready for that yet.
I'm not going. I'm not going to be one that goes to one of those.
No. You know, I don't feel it's safe.
We'll see whether the crowds materialize or not when the stores and restaurants reopen. In Thousand Oaks, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Pasadena planning to appeal a decision from the state that their businesses can't reopen. City officials say they've met the specific standards as defined by the governor, but the state says city officials can't request accelerated reopening. Only the county-run health departments can do that. San Bernardino County could file their reopening plan with the state this afternoon. Supervisor Robert Lovingood wants to speed up the process.
We've exceeded the numbers and requirements by the state. So have our cities throughout the county. Our small businesses have sat and waited. They've waited patiently as long as they can. They cannot suffer this economic suppression any longer.
San Bernardino County CEO has already told the board the county has not met state benchmarks for testing and contact tracing, but its 7.9% positive test rate exceeds the state requirement of 8%. Some members of the board have voiced concerns that the county risks losing state funding if it ignores Governor Newsom's criteria for moving past Phase 2. The LA County Sheriff's Department says that 198 of its employees have tested positive for coronavirus since the pandemic began. The department's latest numbers show that 707 jail inmates have tested positive. 540 employees are currently quarantined, while 5,050 inmates are quarantined.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.